Welcome, Pisgah Nation. We come to you from a wet, soggy Macon Middle School softball field as the JV game just finished up, and Pisgah's JVs lost 9-7. Great rally in the last two innings, but came up short. So it was a great try for the girls, but right now they're just trying to do a little prep work to the field, and then we're going to start the varsity game with Pisgah versus Franklin. And Chuck, another big game for the girls. Serena said earlier in the week this was a big week for them because we had TC begin the week, then we have Franklin here, then we got West at home, which they have moved that game, folks, from Friday to Thursday, anticipation of all the rain is supposed to hit Friday. So it will not be a Friday game. It will be a Thursday game at 4 o'clock. It will be on air here on WPTL 920 AM. If you can't make it to the game, you can listen to Chuck and I. I'm here with my broadcast partner, Chuck Figurenets. And so it's a soggy day, Chuck.
Well, I tell you what, we're trying to stay inside underneath the umbrella. We have a makeshift press box and accommodations brought down here in anticipation of this wet weather. But we're going to play.
We're going to play.
And I tell you what, the Pisgah softball team is on a roll. They have won 10 consecutive ball games.
Yes.
And they have just done a marvelous job after, you know, getting all their starters back from the basketball team, and they have just turned it on and gotten better every single game. Big statement game, Rhonda, this past Monday over in Skyland where they played the T.C. Robertson. And, Rhonda, there's no tie anymore with this.
No, there's no tie. And that's one thing Serena kept telling the girls in the dugout during that game. She says, we want to make sure that everybody understands that tie was a fluke, that we didn't have all of our players, that they were still playing basketball, and that we're a better team than that 7-7 tie indicates. And sure enough, Pisgah jumped on them first, got the 2-0 lead. Then T.C. Robertson rallied back, tied the score. Then Izzy McQuarrie hit a huge home run to dead center field to give her career 33rd, and gave them the 3-2 lead. But going in the top of the seventh, Pisgah had reclaimed the lead 4-3, and knew that all they had to do was just shut them down. But they got four extra runs in that inning on the rally with Sheridan Presley's solo home run, first career solo home run, and that seemed to spark the Bears from that point, and they took them 8-3.
Well, that's coming off the beginning of the year, the 7-7 game that was called due to darkness with no lights at the Diamond on the River complex in Canton. And, Rhonda, that was a big game, but I think this is just a tad bit bigger ball game.
This is a bigger ball game. I know we beat Franklin the first time 3-2 in that last inning ditch where we had to get the bottom of the seventh run there to win the game. But I think this is a better team than back then. They're starting to find their niche. They're starting to find their chemistry that you gotta have as a team. And they play well as a team, this bunch does. And I really enjoy watching them play.
Well, these Pisgah Black Bears come into this ball game, this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference ball game with the Panthers, with a two-game lead over the Panthers and the Brevard Blue Devils. That's right, folks. A two-game lead as they take this 8-0 conference record into this softball game. And Rhonda, you know, we anticipated for this game to be a one-game lead, but Brevard took care of a little business for us last week in beating Franklin at their place, and that's that same Brevard team that you have talked about that they're going to do some more damage in this conference.
And I tell you, Brevard is not finished speaking yet. I mean, we still got to play them at home. And I got a feeling the last time that Brevard came to Pisgah and played, they gave us a, not last year, but the year before when we won the state championship. I don't know if anybody remembers. We barely won that game 3-2 and had to do it in the bottom of the seventh inning again. So this team is one of those teams that just will never go away. They just fight you to the end.
Well, Rhonda, you can talk about the Pisgah Black Bears. You talked about their hitting their stride at the plate. They've got several players putting up some very impressive numbers at the plate this year.
You know, we've got an updated batting average, which will be in the paper tomorrow, but Ashley Penland dropped from her gaudy 550. I mean, oh, Lord. She's down to 462.
They need to bench her.
Oh, they need to bench her. I mean, put her on the pine.
She's in a slump.
She's batting 462, with leading the team with RBIs with 10. Mahala Irvin is at 486, leading the team now in batting average with 7 ribbies, 3 home runs. Sheridan Presley's at, her and Shelby Tomasi's tied at 439. Sheridan has 8 RBIs home runs. Shelby has 7 RBIs a home run. Latrinko's at 387, 2 RBIs, the 2 against T.C. Robertson. Callie Kirkendall's batting a 378 with 5 RBIs. And Nadia Hudson, 289 with 5 RBIs. And Callie has got 55 innings pitched, 26 strikeouts, 8 earned runs, and a 1.01 ERA.
All impressive numbers. I'm more impressed with the fact that the senior going to Gardner-Webb, Mahala Irvin, the way they're pitching her, you know, they're pitching around her. They're not giving her anything to hit. They're, you know, even with runners on base, they're content to even walk her so she can't do damage. And yet she's still putting up a 486 batting average.
And that's what they did at T.C. Robertson. They pitched her outside continually outside, even giving her a walk. I mean, we knew it was coming. I told everybody in the stands, I said, they're going to walk her because they're pitching her so far outside. She would have had a boat oar to hit that thing is so far outside. I mean, and they're going to pitch her that way now.
And our young second baseman, junior Sheridan Presley, a star in her own right on the diamond, on the hardwood. But, you know, she hit her first varsity home run against T.C. Robertson Monday.
Oh, it was a beautiful shot. And when it came off her bat, I said, could it? Oh, yeah, it is gone. And Grandma's got the ball. She went and got it. So, you know, that's a big, big lift for her as far as her batting goes.
Well, we have been told by numerous sources that Grandma Presley is planning to cook, do some baking for us for the next home game. And Grandma Presley, just to let you know, that game's tomorrow, so you need to go out and buy that brown sugar, that, you know, all that goodies stuff. You need to start baking now, because we'll be at the Diamonds on the River Complex tomorrow with the game against West Henderson. Game time is 4 o'clock, but before we get there, we got to play this game.
We do, and they're warming up right now, and the field is wet, so the balls are, they're dying in the outfield. The grass is wet, so they're not rolling to the fence. So there might not be a lot of, doubles, unless you hit it truly in the gap. But the ball's bouncing funny in the infield. I'm watching Pisgah do infield. It's bouncing funny. They've bobbled a couple. So this could be an interesting game before this night's over with, because watching the JV's play, there was a lot of errors in that game, and it was because of the rain and the sogginess.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this game, this big matchup here in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference between the host Franklin Panthers and the Pisgah Black Bears. So we're going to take a break right here, and when we come back, we'll have more of our pregame show here in Franklin, North Carolina.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning, buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings, we will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the nation here at Franklin, North Carolina, at the Macon Middle School softball complex. They do have lights here, so we will play this game. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take, Chuck. We're going to be here.
I hope someday, that the Diamonds on the River complex, home of state champion Pisgah Black Bears, will get lights. It will put take a lot of burden off of the softball program playing underneath the lights, because you're going to play a lot of games and you don't have a lot of experience. And sometimes when you don't play underneath the lights, your first couple games you do, it's hard to judge balls, and it's also hard to see balls coming out of the hands of the pitchers and getting that timing down. So it's always difficult. Teams that usually know that they're going to play underneath the lights in the upcoming games will have some practices so they can get used to playing underneath the lights. It is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And there'll be a day, Rhonda. There will be a day where the state will start. Will say, if you don't have lights at your facility, and you're scheduled to play a home game, that team wants to play underneath the lights, you have to move your playoff game to their place.
Yeah.
Now, there'll be a day when the state will start putting their foot down.
Yeah, because it is, when you go down the eastern part of the state, they do have lighted facilities, and they do get to play their games at 7 o'clock at night. Just like the High School Association says, that's what time your playoff game will start. But unfortunately, for some reason or another, Canton cannot get lights for the softball team, state championship softball team that's repeatedly in the playoffs, runs deep, 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 year in and year out. But yet, I go back to this, Tuscola has lights, but they're never in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They don't have a state championship banner. Why don't we just go yank their poles out of their ground and bring them over to Canton and put them in ours?
Now, Rhonda, don't be starting that, that civil war again. Hey, look, the thing is that's the saving grace right there, is that our lights at a softball facility, and if that happens, I could see Pisgah saying, okay, we have lights, you just come 8 miles farther into, Haywood mm-hmm. County, and we'll play where the Tuscola softball team plays. So, if there's lights in the county, I just would like to see lights at the Diamond on the River complex, and the baseball team needs lights too, but here's the way that's structured, that's a major expense involved in that, because you're having to bring a lot of things and the ground. There's something to do with the geology also of it that would be a costly investment into that facility. So we may have to be discontent with the Charles Thomas Wells baseball complex in Canton to be without lights and treat it like Wrigley Field, that in the old days, that you're going to play day baseball, which I love anyhow. I love day baseball.
Yeah.
But, it's hard when to get your team ready when you get right out of school and you got to get ready for a ball game. And, and it also takes some wears on the junior varsity teams because they got to wait till the game's played. And sometimes, due to darkness, their games are, shortened.
And that's a lot of the problem with our JV team. The reason they got to play first here tonight was because of the lighting situation. Second of all, they usually play after the varsity, and a lot of times they don't get a full game in. And that's not fair to those young ladies to not get a full game in, because they work just as hard as the varsity does. And it's just unfortunate. But, that's just the way it goes, and we just have to live with the way life hands us,
And the thing, again, is that everybody wants to try and bring lights to the complex. The only thing is it's more of an economic issue right now. And, but if we can, that can be, had, that we can get them, get the lights set into the Diamonds on the River complex. Everybody wants to, but again, it's just there's nobody out there says, no, we don't want to put lights in. It's just, it's just things that are keeping, from lights being prevented. I mean, it's just a matter of everything's got to be in place, and there's got to be funds available to do it. So,
exactly.
In the meantime, Pisgah takes pride in playing their 4 o'clock games.
Yeah, they do. WPTL wants you to know that you can listen to all of our live broadcast on Pisgah Sports on your smartphone or iPad. Go to tunein.com and download their free app. Then search for WPTL. Don't miss a minute of the game, no matter where you are. Chuck, we're here in the rain, so they're in the dry, and they can listen to us on all those technical things here.
Well, I tell you, it's an overcast day. The are on the center field, it looks like it's clearing. The rain has stopped. It had rained for the last 45 minutes hard in the JV game prior. The field is wet, so the conditions are wet here in Franklin for both teams, but it looks like the rain has stopped, and we're going to get this ball game in.
And it looks like Caitlin Bishop will be the pitcher inside the circle for the Franklin Panthers, and then we'll have Callie Kirkendall inside the circle for the Black Bears. So.
And what is the scouting report on Bishop?
Bishop's a good pitcher. She's not nowhere near Stanfield's qualities.
Who is?
Really. They might not ever be at Stanfield in this area again for a while. But she's a good pitcher. She's kind of like Stanfield. She likes to nibble the corners. She likes to go outside a lot and then inside. So you have to watch, you know, you got to lay off the outside pitches. And that's one thing that against T.C. Robertson, their pitcher that we faced the other day was the same way. She nibbled the corners. We hit her. But we always had to swing at that high riser again, and so we couldn't lay off that. But I think we'll do good. The girls are really focused. They really know the importance of winning and going undefeated in the conference to get that first place bye in the playoffs. Now, this is seeding playoff right now games.
Right. Overall conference champion has been Franklin the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. They have rode the exploits and the prowess of a sensational pitcher in Chelsea Stanfield, who is now at North Carolina State. And, you know, the bottom line is they're in jeopardy right now of having that, four consecutive years of the conference championship.
And it would be nice to see Mahala Irvin at least get one conference championship before she goes to Gardner
right.
Webb. One.
And we do have a split conference, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, we're always concerned about staying on top of all two-way teams, Smoky Mountain, Brevard, and North Henderson. That will all change next year with the realignment with Pisgah moving into 3A. And Franklin, by the way, moving down to 2A.
Which and, that will be mm-hmm. good for them. That, mm-hmm. And I really think the 2A part of the division is really tougher than the 3A.
Well, we expect a tough ball game. Franklin has finished up their pregame infield. And the Black Bears have already had theirs. Umpires are moving to home plate to meet with the managers and go over the ground rule. And in a very short period of time, we're going to bring you Western North Carolina softball here live from Franklin, North Carolina.
So I just think more or less right now, if it stays no rain, I think the field will dry a little bit and the balls. But the way the temperature is right now getting cool, I think the ball's going to fly out tonight, Chuck.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's been my experience on days like this is that when a rain comes, you know, you want it humid, and humidity drives the ball. It carries more. And on a day like today, we got the field umpire that wants our tent, you know, and we just told him take an umbrella out there. Of course, we shouldn't be so rude to him, you know, because he's got 7 innings of...
Well, you told him we'd take 4 minutes and carried around while he run around. He said he wasn't biased, he'd take women, too.
Yeah, that's right. Everywhere he went, take this tent that we're underneath with him out on the field and play it off the awning here of this...
Well, this tent was supplied today by Randy Pitts's father, Wayne Pitts.
You know him.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows Wayne Pitts. My daddy, if nobody knows that. Thanks to him that Chuck and I get to stay dry. And there for a while, we were charging $5 admission for everybody to get under the tent because all of a sudden, when it started raining, we had this big crowd behind us, Chuck, and I thought it was just for me and you.
Yeah. They were wanting to listen to us. No, they were trying to stay dry just like we were. We have our on-site engineer and Ron Bird, to making sure everything's working properly. So
he's got everything, all the cables up on the table so we can't get electrocuted. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. You look out after us, the talent here.
Yeah. I don't know about that so much, but we're getting ready to start some softball here.
You know, the history of these two games, especially down here, they have really played tough, close, hard, hotly contested ball games mm-hmm. for the last 4 years.
Yeah,
here at this place especially.
But Pisgah's always come in here when Chelsea Stanfield was here, and they've had that enigma about we can't beat her. It's been in their mind that they can't beat her, and they've had problems with that. And so now this group's a little bit fearless, as Serena says.
Well, I believe we're going to have the Star Spangled Banner to start. Everybody is rising. We'll do the same thing, and if you will stay with us, you'll hear the Star Spangled Banner, ladies and gentlemen, and then we're going to bring you some softball.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's ball game. Bears and Pistons will play short for the last round of state events. And now, for tonight's lineup, beginning with Bears.
Well, I guess they're going to do lineups first, so we're going to stand during the lineup and everything. Ashley Penlin will be the leadoff hitter. As they introduce, we'll give you the Pisgah lineup. Penlin will be out in left field, followed by Sheridan Presley, the second baseman. Then you got in the three hole will be Mahala Irvin, and obviously she's back to her normal spot, the catcher. Batting fourth will be our pitcher, Callie Kirkendall. Kirkendall, as Rhonda says, is carrying in a 1.01 ERA, and batting in the five hole will be Shelby Tomasi over at third base. Our shortstop will be batting sixth, that's Nadia Hudson. Batting seventh will be our first baseman, Alex Latrico.
Batting ninth will be Kelsey Alexander.
That's batting eighth will be Kelsey Alexander, and Taylor Gallion will be batting ninth. So that's the way the lineup will go for the Black Bears, and they're going to introduce the Pisgah for the Franklin team in a moment, and then shortly after that we'll have the Star Spangled Banner. And again, it's not really, you know, any changes in the lineup. When you're hot and in a winning streak, you never mess with it. Just like Crash Davis said in the movie Bull Durham, never mess with a winning streak.
And that's exactly the lineup that Serena had against T.C. Robertson. Kelsey Alexander came up huge with that two RBI home run to get us, or two single in the gap that got Pisgah started against them and drew first blood. She hasn't been hitting good all year, and then all of a sudden you're getting that kind of contribution from your low end of the batting order. That sparks a team.
Well, we do have overcast skies. They're introducing the Franklin players as they head out to their lineup. And
it's 64 degrees, so it feels cooler than that.
Well, it's after the rain. It's wet. That's another thing, you know. And water everywhere.
Our great engineer back at the studios, Tim, has been patiently waiting for this game to get on, and so, you know, kudos to him. He's been great, and he's the Superman of this whole broadcast. So, and we make a good team, Chuck.
Well, I tell you, this is a fine facility Franklin has, and they've had a lot of success in their softball program, just like Pisgah. But they have had trouble getting to the Final Four, even riding the exploits of Chelsea Stanfield.
And now we're going to have the national anthem. Okay, folks, we're ready to get it going here at the Macon Middle School softball complex and baseball field. It's got everything here together. So, but Pisgah played Franklin last night in the baseball game and beat them 8-7. So that's a big win for the...
An extra inning. Won it in the ninth inning.
Yeah, that's a big win for the Black Bears.
So, battling for that number 2 spot overall in the conference. Mm-hmm. Right now, ground way ahead in the conference is the undefeated West Henderson Falcons, who invade Charles Thomas Well Complex tomorrow. First pitch is 4:30 for baseball.
So you know how big that win was against TC, Chuck? Is that TC played McDowell last night. McDowell has that great pitcher, Courtney Buchanan, that's going to Western Carolina. Got the great ERA that was just controlling everybody last year. And TC beat them 1-0. So that win that Pisgah had against them is huge. I mean, because you're looking at, look at the talent that TC's playing against. So that's a huge win for us.
And Miss Bishop is having her warm-up tosses. We look to have this first pitch around 6:55. And we thank you for staying with us.
Oh, yeah. I know it's been long and late, delayed over an hour because of rain and all kinds of stuff, so we're ready to get it started.
Ashley Penland, Presley, and Irvin, 1-2-3 in the lineup, scheduled in this inning, the top of the first to face Miss Bishop. We're ready to go. Warm-up tosses. First pitch, 6:55, and it's coming as Miss Bishop's ready to deliver. First pitch called strike. Outside part of the plate.
That's what she likes to do. She likes to nibble the outside part of the plate. And she'll come in.
Outfield playing shallow for Ashley Penland. Batting from the left-hand hitter's box. Next pitch, inside, moved her feet. Evens the count at 1-1.
Ashley's very patient at the plate, has a good eye for the ball, so she's just waiting for her pitch.
Bishop gets her sign. Here's her 1-1 pitch. It's in the dirt. Ball 2-1.
And that was the problem with the JV game during the when it was raining. The ball was slipping out of the pitcher's hands.
Penland came into this game batting 462 on deck. Here's Sharon and Presley batting 439. Pitch swung on, blooped over the center fielder's head, and that's down for a single. So Penland leads off the top of the first inning with a single, a bloop single over the shortstop's head into shallow center field, and that will bring up Sheridan Presley.
And like I said in the pregame, the ball's not going to roll when it hits that wet grass. It just dies like a golf putter, you know, golf shot.
Presley steps in. Here's the pitch by Bishop. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Ball 1. Presley has been a steady 400-plus hitter in her this her second year on the varsity. Swung on and fouled back into the wall back behind her. So it evens the count at 1-1. Presley has those nice hands. Good wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't try to, you know, stays within herself. Doesn't try to do too much. The pitch, called strike, got the corner. So Presley in a hole to Miss Bishop. 1-2 here in the top of the first inning. No score. Penland's on first. Here's the pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate.
Catcher trying to pull it over to get a strike call on it, just like T.C. Robertson's pitcher was doing Monday.
Evens the count at 2-2, and that was a lot of discipline out of Sheridan Presley to lay off that. Didn't chase. Swung on and missed, and she chased that one. Weak swing. She strikes out.
Looks like you was expecting a changeup, and it come a fastball.
Just tried to get the bat on it and swat at it, but it was low and outside, and it's a weak swing at that. So that's out number one, and that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin. 486, three dingers. Swung on and missed. A big cut by Mahala. On deck will be Callie Kirkendall, who's going inside the circle for Pisgah in this game. Pitch, grounded foul.
Catcher setting up way outside the plate on this, and they're throwing across the plate.
Mahala Irvin not so much concerned about the home runs, just wants to hit the ball hard, and that tells she's doing a successful job at that with a .486 batting average.
Great team player.
Pitch swung on line to left fielder and hit it right at the left fielder. She scorched that. Did not surprise her. 0-2, didn't waste it. And you don't want to make those kind of mistakes to a dangerous hitter on Irvin, but she just hit it right at the left fielder for out number two. And that's going to bring up Callie Kirkendall.
Pisgah's got to get the timing down on the pitcher, and they make it through that first rotation. I've said it before, they'll start zoning in.
First pitch is low for a ball. Rains have let
died.
Up here.
Yeah, they've died. It's kind of nice.
Here's the pitch. Right down the middle. Kirkendall couldn't pull the trigger. So it evens the count at 1-1. Penland on first. She led off this top of the first inning with a bloop single, and so far she has not been able to make it to second. Big swing and a miss. Fouled it back into the catcher and into the dirt. So Kirkendall is in a hole at 1-2. Two outs. Nice crowd here.
Oh, there is.
Every time these two teams get together, it's a great crowd. Ooh. Hits her! So right on the behind, and Kirkendall takes her base, and that's going to bring up sophomore Shelby Tomasi.
She got hit in the game Friday against T.C. Robertson. The ball was hit right back to her, bounced up, hit her in her knee. She had a little ice on her knee after the game. I said, are you all right? And I asked Coach Leatherwood, is she going to be all right? And he said, she better be. She's part Leatherwood.
So Tomasi, 7 RBIs, 1 home run. First pitch is a ball. So Bishop was cruising with hitters 2 and 3. Of course, she had aided largely by her left fielder on that scorched liner by Irvin. Then hit Kirkendall, not Tomasi. Big swing by Tomasi. Evens the count at 1-1 as Tomasi just got a piece of it and hit it back into the netting. Really would like to see a
big double in the gap.
Here comes a pitch. Called strike. Got the corner. So Tomasi in the hole, 1-2. Franklin, white pants and oddly gray tops. Red Sox. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, grounded over to short. Picked up. Throw to first and plenty of time to retire Tomasi. And that's all for Pisgah. They do get one hit. And they strand two. And as we move to the bottom of the first inning, there's no score.
Shelby's not the most fleet of foot runner, so she had plenty of time to make the throw, gather herself, because Ashley Penham was jumping over the ball so she wouldn't interfere with it. And that took a lot of concentration by the shortstop for Franklin to be able to snag at with her, all the movement in front of her.
Well, that's good base running out of Penland. Is that, you know where she's going to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of just off the base and screen as much as you can the shortstop when she's trying to field without interfering with her. But great play by the Franklin shortstop.
And, we've got two great umpires today. Behind the plate is, I'm trying to get his name right now. He's standing from Pepper Taylor. And out in the outfield is David Hensley.
David's nickname is Salt. So we got Salt and Pepper working the game today.
We're getting signed from the umpire. No. We might will get thrown out, Chuck. That would probably be a first radio broadcast thrown out of the game.
It would be my first as a radio broadcast. It would not be my first being tossed from a ball game.
Well, I can say that too. So, but Callie's done with the warm ups, and we're going to see how well she can control the ball now.
Well, we're going to try and get names for these Franklin players. First pitch. Oh, boy, she just brought the gas.
Yeah.
What a pitch to start the game. Inside part of the plate called strike. So, golly, Kirkendall's got it going inside the circle just with that first pitch. You like to see that. Changeup grounded over to Nadia Hudson. Over to first to Lutrenko. She scoops it out of the dirt for out number one. Nice play by the shortstop Nadia Hudson and nice play by Alex Lutrenko, the first baseman, stretching and pulling it out of the dirt. Amber Cook is now the second batter.
She was the one that hurt us so bad over here last year when we played him.
Big swing. Fastball bill high.
It was rising as he's going to the plate.
Let's see what Kirkendall does. Is Cook was swinging on that pitch, and that was way by her. I don't think you'll see a strike to see if she's that undisciplined. Here's Kirkendall's next pitch, and that's the same pitch, and mm-hmm. Cook laid off of it, so it's 1-1.
You know, if she's going to swing at it, give her another one. The worst she can do is put it on the ground.
Franklin's always tough on their home field. Defend the turf, as they say. Called strike knee high to Cook. Got the inside part of the plate, so that'll bring the count to 1-2.
Allie's starting off good. She started off slow against TC, but she's starting off good here. Usually she gets better as the game goes along.
Riser, way high. Wanted to see if Cook would chase it. Nice waist pitch. That's what happens when you get ahead in the count. So that'll even it at 2-2. Cook laid off of it. Pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck her out.
Great pitch.
Brought it down to the knees, changing her eye level of looking at pitches.
I think this is Haley Overholt.
Haley Overholt, number 20.
Mm-hmm.
Two outs, two quick outs here in the bottom of the first. No score. First pitch to Haley Overholt is a ball high.
Trying to back her off the plate, too.
Kirkendall looks extremely focused inside the circle right now.
Her confidence is going through the roof right now.
Here comes the pitch. Called strike, got the inside part of the plate, and knee high, painted that corner.
And it helps when you got a catcher like Mahala Irvin who just frames it.
1-1 to Miss Holt Overholt. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Thanks for joining us on WPTO. Fouled out of play is Overholt. Now she's in the hole at 1-2.
So it's another one of those pitcher's counts where you can just throw her something and see if she'll chase it.
Rhonda told you you could listen on iPhones, iPads.
Only my things.
WPTLradio.net. High riser ball.
Trying to get her to chase that one.
Overholt laid off. Evens the count at 2-2 with two outs. Bottom of first. Outfield playing straight away from Miss Overholt. Batting in the 3-hole. Ball in the dirt. 3-2. What conditions? It's not raining now, but it rained about 45 minutes, somewhat hard, during the JV game, and the grounds are wet. Defense will be at a premium here. Swung on, over to Tomasi, picks it up, throws over, and gets Overholt. That ball was scorched. Tomasi didn't back off, and that's all for the Panthers as they go down in order, 1-2-3. We'll go to the top of the second with no score in this ball game. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the grinning.
Mind selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community, a credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to Macon Middle School Softball Complex, where the right now at the bottom, top of the second, is scoreless game right now between Franklin and Pisgah, Chuck.
But it's as expected.
Oh, yeah.
These two battle each other tooth and nail. And this is, looks like it's going to have be another good game. So we're going to start off the top of the second with Hudson, Patrico, and Alexander scheduled up. Swung on and line down the line. Oh. Just curve foul. As Nadia Hudson swinging with the first pitch, caught it all, but just got out in front of it. She scorched one into the corner.
She's getting hot now, and that's what Serena's been wanting, is her bat to come alive, because she had just terrible on-base percentage from JV's.
Bishop ready to go. Here's the pitch. Right down the middle. Hudson laid off. 0-2. Deep hole here to begin the top of the second inning in Franklin, North Carolina. Swing just to protect herself.
Mm-hmm.
Fouled that off. Keeps the count at 0-2. Bishop, another fine pitcher for Franklin. They just seem to just keep throwing the girl out there. Whoever they put out in the circles is a good pitcher.
Just like Pisgah.
Absolutely. Good softball programs, mm-hmm. pitching's everything. They mm-hmm. they really work them. As the next pitch just blown by Nadia. She goes down swinging for out number one. That's a second strikeout for Miss Bishop. And that will bring up Alex Latrico. Came into this game batting 387. Pitch just missed outside.
That's the pitch that Nadia Hudson swung on for her strikeout.
On deck is Casey Alexander. Pitch by Bishop, got the corner, knee high, inside corner, and so it evens the count at 1-1. Latrico, only a junior. As this whole team is fairly young.
Young, yeah.
Pitch, foul back. So it puts Latrico in a hole at 1-2. If you just joined us, it's a scoreless battle between Franklin and Pisgah. We're in the top of the second. Pisgah's batting. One out. And Latrico's got a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch by Bishop, and another protective swing to keep her in the box, fouled it off. And that, if you can't get good hacks out of hitters, that tells you that pitcher is on her A game.
Mm-hmm.
And Bishop is making her pitches, pounding the strike zone, and changing speeds. Not as dominant and not as tall as the ever-impressive Chelsea Stanfield, but as effective. Checked her swing. Umpire checks. No, they said no. She did not go. So Latrico stays in there at 2-2. Started to chase that outside above the belt fastball.
That's what she's trying to get them to bite on. And if we can lay off of it, we get her to battle.
Bishop's next pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. The catcher tried to pull it in. So now it goes to 3-2. So Latrico got into a hole. And now she's worked herself back to a full count.
Now it's her turn because she knows the pitch is going to come to her. It's got to be perfect.
Bishop does not throw the same pitch to the same batter. Called strike three. Stood there and watched it on the inside part of the plate. And it was painted perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's out number two here in the top of the second inning. And that's going to be the third strikeout, second in this inning. And that's going to bring up Casey Alexander. Just missed. Down low. On deck is the number 9 hitter, Taylor Gallion. Starting to be a quiet evening. It's a little overcast. Big swing and a miss by Casey on a low pitch. Swung up. Swung and came up empty, so evens the count at 1-1.
These Black Bears don't get rattled. They just keep going. And
called strike inside part of the plate. 1-2. A count we've seen a lot to almost every batter for Pisgah against Miss Bishop. Just missing the outside part of the plate.
She's trying to get him to bite on that outside pitch. It's like a curveball outside.
Here comes the pitch. Called strike 3, so she struck out the side. So Pisgah goes down in order as Miss Bishop starting to get on her A game. And we move to the bottom of the second inning. No score here in Franklin, North Carolina.
This could have been, end up being a pitching duel.
But we really expected that,
didn't
we not?
Oh, yeah. They're going to play, you know, both teams play way above their capabilities when they meet each other. It's going to be like a rivalry between these two schools. But Callie's really pitching well tonight, and she started off well, so that's a good sign for Pisgah. Usually it takes her 2 or 3 innings to get started, but she started well. And you were talking about this team being young, but yet there's only a few seniors. Most of this team has played together in travel ball. Callie, Tomasi, Hudson, Latrinko, Brown, all of them have played together in travel softball since they were little. So they played with Brad Allen. And Brooklyn, that's the one that's missing from that mixture. But we'll have Brooklyn next year. Everybody needs to be patient on that young lady.
How is Brooklyn?
She's doing great. She got her cast off. She's eager. She's doing some flexing now. Her daddy says she's a little down because she has never missed a season since she was 5 years old.
Well, we're ready to go here in the bottom of the second. Still don't have the roster.
Underwood.
Underwood?
Mm-hmm.
Called strike. Kirkendall bringing the heater. Got a first name for this young lady?
I'm trying to think of her name. Folks, I'm trying to have to remember these girls from basketball.
It was a makeshift pregame, and we were supposed to get the lineup, and we didn't, so we're going to try and get that for you. Swing on! Off of Kirkendall. Glove and pass Nadia Hudson for a single by Underwood to start this second inning for Franklin. Well, I got Maddie. I didn't hear the last name.
I think he said Tissimo.
Maddie Tissimo.
I don't know. Don't take me on that one, Chuck.
So runner on first, nobody out. Pitch is high for a ball. Franklin gets the leadoff hitter. Maddie Tissimo. Bottom of the second inning. No score. Ball 2 to Tissimo.
That's one thing about Callie. She don't get rattled either. She gets frustrated at herself sometimes, but she don't get rattled at things that happen behind her, and that's good.
Callie Kirkendall, cousin to Haley Worley. Here comes her 2-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss by Tissimo. Came up empty. We move now to 2-1 in this battle between Kirkendall and Tissimo. Underwood singled sharply off the glove of Kirkendall, and it ricocheted past Nadia Hudson as Hudson was moving towards the,
you know, toward the
behind ball, second man. Base. Popped up infield. Camped underneath it is Alex Latrinko, and she hauls that in as an infield pop-up retires Tissimo.
And Caitlin Bishop's up now, pitcher versus pitcher.
Caitlin Bishop.
Mono y mono.
Love these battles. Just remember that Bishop hit Kirkendall her first time up, but I don't think Kirkendall wants to respond in kind, not in this situation. Here's her pitch. Swung on and drilled, but out of play. Bishop jumped on that. Caught all of the chest-high fastball. But drove it out of the park in foul territory. Kirkendall ready. Here's her 0-1 pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate for ball one. 1-1.
So Smiley smiling. That's her nickname now, Smiley. Callie, she's got a real good she's just a heady player.
Swung on, gone. Kiss it goodbye. Bishop just hit a two-run homer. She got it all. Franklin goes up 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. That was gone right off the bat. So Bishop helps her own cause with a two-run blast to left center field. There was nothing anybody could do. You knew that was gone, Rhonda.
Oh, yeah. She got a good whack on it. And I think Callie just let the ball over the plate too much. And that's what Mahala goes out there and talks to her. And she'll tell her, you know, that's my bad. I called it in the wrong place. Or Callie will say, you know, I pitched in the wrong place. But she don't let it affect her. It's happened before in a year, and they fight back.
Number 99, Amy Underwood.
So we're ready to go. We've dried off baseballs. Brought a new one in. Nice crowd. Just got entertained with a two-run jack by the pitcher, Caitlin Bishop, and the first pitch by Kirkendall's in the dirt and gets away from Irvin. 1-0. Franklin with some big players. They're tall.
Yeah, their basketball team was awful tall, too.
Popped up. Back to the screen. That may get out of play, and it does as Irvin gets to the screen and watches it sail over the netting. So it's 1-1 to Amy Underwood.
You know, as big a hitters as T.C. Robertson's got, and they probably got some of the biggest. It don't rattle them when they get behind.
Missed outside. 2-1. Bottom of the second, Franklin. 2, Piska, nothing. Franklin still batting. Next pitch, called strike, so it brings the count now to 2-2.
Umpire likes that inside pitch. He calls that strike about every time.
Kirkendall sets. She gets her sign from Irvin. Just missed. Down low. 3-2. Looking ahead to the top of the third for Piska will be 9-1-2. Taylor Gallion, Penland, and Presley. Due up to face Caitlin Bishop, who's pitching a gem so far. Ball four, walked her.
Trying to go on that
inside
corner.
So one out walk, yeah. Jordan Carpenter steps in. Swung on and fouled off the shin pads of Mahala Irvin. 0-1. Presley and
Hudson playing deep in their own holes. Up the foul back into the screen. And so Jordan Carpenter's in a hole 0-2 to Callie Kirkendall.
That's the first hitter she's been ahead of in this second inning.
The lights are on. Here at the ballpark in Franklin, home of the Franklin Panthers. Kirkendall's pitch. Got it above the bill, but she didn't chase, so it's 1-2.
She tried to get him to swing at a pitch.
Bottom of second. Swung on, grounded over to Hudson, that short, over to Presley for one. Not in time, boy. Bang, bang, almost a double play. As Hudson flipped to Presley, got the lead runner. And Presley threw a strike to Lutrinco, but Jordan Carpenter was motoring down that baseline. And that's going to bring up Callie Corbin. And Franklin just got us the lineup. So we now are prepared and can bring you a full, a proper game here.
So at least we got the lead runner out in that.
Two outs, runner on first. Franklin leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning, and they're still batting. Swung on, grounded over to Presley. Picks that ball up. Oh, off her glove, but in time. And she wasn't rattled. And so that's all for Franklin. They do get two runs on the two-run blast by their pitcher, Caitlin Bishop, and we'll move to the top of the third with Franklin leading 2-0. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford. Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Midwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Midwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Midwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back, Pisgah fans. The Bears got in a hole in that last inning, 2-0 with Caitlin Bishop hitting that the home run to deep center.
Bishop's ready to go. Here's a pitch, squares around is Taylor Gallion, but she could not come up with the bunt as she's trying to.
Just trying to get on base.
So Gallion will lead off, followed by Ashley Penland. Gallion, a weak swing at. I'll tell you what, Caitlin Bishop just pitching a gem tonight. It's early in the game, but every one of her pitches just snapping the glove of her catcher. 0-2 pitch, here comes. Grounder, weak one, over to second, flipped, and retires Gallion to lead off the top of the third. One out. And that's going to bring up Penland, who reached base on a bloop single in the first inning.
Like I said, when Pisgah gets through the rotation one time and they can see the pitcher, then they can kind of get their timing down.
Right back to Bishop. And so Penland's quickly retired for out number two. Here in the third, she just hit a nice one hop right to the face to Bishop. She just put her glove up and just flipped over to first. So Penland's out, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who struck out her first time up. Called strike, first pitch. Two outs, top of third. Franklin leads 2-0. It's early. Bats haven't woken up for Pisgah yet. Came in tight, backed her up,
1-1. Looking out at the flag out by the soccer field, and it is blowing out from home plate to right center field, right over the scoreboard. Called strike, got the corner, out or knee high. So 1-2 to Presley. And this is what we expect, and not playing a lot of night games. They just look like they're not seeing the ball well. Just missed outside, so it's 2-2.
I don't know if it's that or the big delay we had, the long delay in the game. And
experience tells me it's the lights. Swung on and missed Presley, so she comes up for the second time and strikes out, and that's all for Pisgah here in the third. 1-2-3. We move to the bottom of the third. Score remains. Franklin 2, Pisgah nothing.
It's just a... Bats haven't... We got to get the bats woke up. They started slow against TC, and it really just...
They just look like they're not seeing the ball. You know, and this is that, you know, the lights, you know, you're seeing, it's not daylight, it's different. You got to see that ball out of the pitcher's hands, and timing is everything. And,
oh, yeah.
And all the hitters look like that ball just jumping on them.
Yeah. WPTL wants you to know that you can listen to all of our live broadcasts on Pisgah Sports on your smartphone or iPad. Go to tunein.com and download their free app, then search for WPTL. Don't miss a minute of the game, no matter where you are. And also, folks, May 18th is just around the corner. Drawdown. It's the big event for Pisgah. If you haven't got a ticket, you need to get one, call the school, get a hold of a coach, get a hold of somebody. There's a few left, $100, chance to win $5,000. All the proceeds go to the athletic department. And a great night we have with two free steak dinners with each ticket.
So Kirkendall finishes her warm-up tosses. Rhonda highlighted the upcoming schedule for special events at Pisgah High School. Don't forget, also, on May 22nd, the first time since 1952, the Haywood County Post 47 Dragoons. Five players from Pisgah High School are already on the team. Should be a wonderful night in Haywood County as American Legion Baseball arrives. Kirkendall's first pitch is to Aaron Campbell. It's fouled off. Campbell acted like she was going to bunt, pulled it back and slapped at it, but was late.
And a lot of Franklin hitters do that over here. This may be a technique that's taught to them. They'll act like they're going to bunt and then pull it back.
Kirkendall gets her sign. Here's the pitch. She does it again. This time she does bunt it, but it bunts it foul. And now she's in a hole at 0-2. That first pitch that she was late on nearly took Amber Cook's head off on the on-deck circle. She kind of looked at her real funny.
Where did that come from?
In between the lines, ladies.
Well, the lines are about gone. Cause
yeah, no, to be up no line, that's right. Way high. That was a Newt LaRouche pitch you saw on Bull Durham. Hit the mascot. Aaron Campbell got out of the box like, oh, goodness gracious. And Mahala Irvin, I know, is probably behind her going, I just have no idea where it's going, ladies. Here's the pitch. Fouled back into the screen. And the line by Crash Davis at that point in time was, I wouldn't dig in. No. Don't dig in. I have no idea where it's going. You just saw him hit the mascot.
Yeah.
Don't dig in. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Aaron Campbell, the leadoff hitter. Grounder over to Tomasi. Backhand. And it was called foul, but nice play by Tomasi. So,
well, Trico wasn't sure if they called her out. She went back and tagged the base.
The more I watch this team play, the more I'm impressed with all this defense that they've got. But Shelby Tomasi just is fearless at the corner, the hot corner for the Pisgah Black Bears. Kirkendall's pitch, high, outside, 2-2.
Trying to get her chase something, and it's not even in the strike zone, so...
On deck is Amber Cook, the number two hitter. Just missed low and inside. Kirkendall wanted it, but...
She's smiling.
Home plate umpire said nope.
And there you go, your politician behind the plate asking him
The next governor of North Carolina, Mahala Irvin, working with Pepper back there. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and that's fouled back. And off the netting. So Campbell, who grounded out to Nadia Hudson the first time up at short, has battled her way back to a 3-2 count against Callie Kirkendall here in the top of the third. The pitch popped up. Is there room? No. That's going to get out of play.
We hit the roof of the dugout beside us.
So Miss Erin Campbell for Franklin is having a wonderful at-bat against Callie Kirkendall. And she's about ready to see her ninth pitch as she will continue to foul him off. And she hangs in there. We're in the top of the third. Franklin leads the Black Bears 2-0 in this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference showdown. Here's the pitch. Popped up again and fouled out. So pitch number 10's coming.
I think that one hit the light bulb beside us, Chuck.
And Erin Campbell has got a big smile on her face. She just can't explain it. And when you're in these type of zones and you're fouling off pitches and you're hanging tough, you're wearing down the pitcher. Pitcher can sometimes just lose her focus or his focus and pitch one right down the middle, and there's where damage can be done. Kirkendall's ready. Here's the pitch. Line. And down in for a single to right field by Erin Campbell, and she's rewarded on the 10th pitch with a liner over Latrinkle's head. The moment, Rhonda, that hit the grass, it died.
It died. That's what I was saying. It's just like playing golf on a rainy day when you hit the ball and it is just hitting the ground and it's dying.
So Amber Cook's coming up. She struck out her first time up. Franklin.
You got a meeting at the mound, and what it is Mahala Irvin asked the umpire where he wanted that pitch. And she's going out there and telling Callie Kirkendall exactly what she wants the umpire told her so they can get on the same page. That is a veteran behind the plate telling a youngster in the circle and calming her down.
Before damage is done, a nice pat on the bat from Irvin to Kirkendall. And we're ready to go as Amber Cook steps in. Swung on. Big pop up in the infield. Hudson camps underneath it. How's that in? Boy, she got up underneath it, and she hit one of those towering pop-ups as Hudson kind of braced herself, and that looked like it would never come down, but it did. And so Amber Cook's out with a pop-up to Hudson at short, and that's going to bring up Haley Holt, who grounded out to Shelby Tomasi at third in the first. One out, runner on first, bottom of three. Panthers lead the Black Bears 2-0. First pitch is high to Haley Overholt. And if you remember that name last year, she hit a monstrous home run that gave the Panthers a big lead here. Very impressive hitter as she stands in the box. Kirkendall's pitch popped up right field. And that's hauled in by
Casey Brown.
So Casey Brown hauls that one in. Galleon out in center, Pendleton out in left. That's the outfield, how it looks.
And you had Sheridan converging, too, going back as she was. And, you know, Sheridan especially runs good backwards very well.
So that's two outs. I'll bring up Morgan Cochran, who singled her first time up. Foul back and out of play. So it's 0-1 to Miss Cochran. Great players, great coaches, great fans. This is a wonderful evening here in Franklin. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Evens the count at 1-1. Penland comes in a little bit playing shallow out in left field. Taylor Galleon straight away, as well as Casey Brown in right field. Called strike, got the knees and inside corner, and Cochran knows as she shakes her head.
So evidently what the conversion was is that the mound between Kirkendall and Irvin has really settled Kirkendall down.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Kirkland already. Here's the big windup, the pitch, and that's lined. And just out of the reach of Presley as that ball dies, and Gallion has trouble picking it up. As boy, the manager for Franklin was starting to wave the runner. So the runner, Campbell, right, goes all the way from first to third on that single to center. And so now Panthers are threatening again to add to their 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. And that's going to bring up Matty Cousineau. And I apologize if anybody's listening to this broadcast from Franklin. We called her Tissimo, and that was my mistake.
Yeah. We were having a hard time hearing the PA announcer. He was announcing his music was playing.
So runners on the corner, two outs. And Kirkendall's got to get Tissimo popped up to... No, that's right. We're not calling her Tissimo anymore. It's Cousineau. Big swing. Pulled the string. Change up. Nice pitch. And so Cousineau is behind 0-1. Late arriving crowd probably saw these lights on and said, they're playing.
Yeah, they probably didn't think we would.
Kirkendall's ready. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Gets away from Irvin. Here comes Campbell. And no, it gets away. She scores. As the flip by Irvin to Kirkendall, she could not pull it. It was a little bit behind her, and she went to make the tag, and it came out of her glove. So Campbell scores on the wild pitch by Kirkendall. And so that'll be 3-0 as Cochran moves to second base. So now it's 2-1, right?
Yeah.
Scoreboard says 1-1. I thought there was two pitches, but I might be wrong. Scoreboard says 1-1, so we'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
I can't account for that extra pitch. Here we go. Hits her. So Kirkendall, a little off her game, hits Cousineau. To put runners at first and second with two outs here in the bottom of third. And Franklin leads 3-0. And that will bring up Caitlin Bishop, the pitcher who just jacked in the previous inning a 2-run home run that just had the crowd in awe.
Let's see how Kirkendall pitches her now.
Here's the pitch. Oh, boy, she just brought the heater, and she just blew it by her. Bishop was going for the downs again. Looking for that 3-run home run.
Everything's either going to be inside or outside. It's not going to be down in the strike zone.
I like that out of Kirkendall. She didn't back off an inch. Boy, she didn't give a quarter. She came right at her. Called strike. She threw a fastball again on the inside part of the plate and gets Bishop in a hole, 0-2. Dangerous hitter at the plate. Kirkendall knows it. But she's got to give her her best. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Nice scoop by Irvin. 1-2.
Trying to get her to chase something. It was down and low. It would have been, if she hit it, it would have been popped straight up.
Kirkendall ready. Here's her 1-2 pitch. Lined in the gap. Bishop comes through again because that's going to score Cochran. And it's bobbled out there. And another runner is going to score. So an error on Penland came up, dropped the ball. And so a single, an RBI for Bishop, and then an error by the left fielder. Brought the other run in.
The ball just died out there in the field, and when Penland went to pick it up, it's slipping out of their hands because they can't pick it up with their hands because it's getting wet when it hits the field.
5-0, Franklin. We didn't expect this. Fouled out of play as they are just taking some quality hacks against Kirkendall. They are just fearless. They're stepping in there and just bringing it. They faced Kirkendall the first time.
Yeah.
So the scouting report was be aggressive at the plate, obviously, for Franklin. Called strike, 0-2 now. As Bishop's on second, she moved to second on that error by Penland out in left field, allowing the second runner, Matty Kuznel to score, making it 5-0 Panthers. Swung on and missed, struck her out. That's all for Franklin. They pick up three more, and as we move to the top of the fourth, Franklin 5, Pisgah nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the green end.
Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. And these guns and guitars and diamond rings, we will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the Green Inn, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, welcome back to the fans. In the top of the fourth, the Bears are behind 5-0 as Franklin got three huge runs in that inning on some errors and just great base running and hitting, Chuck. Taking advantage of Callie Kirkendall's putting the pitches in her own place.
Well, that's what happens when you face a good team. You got to bring your A game, and right now I think the rain delay has affected negatively Pisgah, and Franklin's ready to get back into this race. They need this win to put themselves one game behind the Black Bears, who are sitting on a two-game lead in the conference.
And still have to play Bavard.
So it's going to be Irvin Kirkendall Tomasi scheduled up to face Bishop, who's thrown a one-hitter so far. First pitch is a ball. I'll tell you what, she's making some tough pitches out there. Got a lively fastball. Just missed outside, so they're being very careful to the dangerous hitter and slugging catcher for Pisgah, Mahala Irvin. 29 career home runs. And that is right to the first baseman. That was cued to her.
And Mahala Irvin still runs and tags a base, whether she caught it or not. She is not going to stop.
So that's one out, and that's going to bring up Kirkendall, who was hit with a pitch her last time up. It looked like it was rocketed to the first baseman, but
I thought it was going to get in that corner over her head.
And Haley overholed at first, just kind of nonchalantly, and the hit again is Kirkendall.
That's twice.
That's what happened. So now you got a 5-0 lead, and Tomasi's up. Kirkendall hit on the bump again.
Coach Leatherwood's asking if she's all right. That's twice she's been hit. And she goes, checked her head, yes.
Pitches outside and throw over to get Kirkendall. They're really making a work out there.
And the first baseman's way off the bag. If anything gets down that line, it's going to be trouble because look how way off your right fielder is, too.
But that wet grass is slowing it down. You're going to really have to put a charge into it. Here's the 1-0 pitch and ball two to Tomasi.
Well, it's not as much a charge into it, Chuck. If it lays over in that corner, they're so playing so far and so deep off the line, it'd take them forever to get to it.
2-0 count to Tomasi. Line down the line past Walt Leatherwood, but foul. 2-1.
It's like the defense has got the big shift on for Prince Fielder. I mean, seriously.
They're playing Tomasi to pole.
They are.
The center fielder's playing shaded to left field. Left fielder is back, and she's playing straight away, and the right fielder has moved over slightly to the right center gap. Foul back into the screen, by Tomasi and makes the count 2-2. Bishop working and hurling a one-hitter. Just looking at the line score, Franklin, 5 runs, 5 hits. Left 2 runners on. No errors. Tomasi lays off, goes to 3-2. Pitch just on the outside part of the plate and right at the belt. Pisco, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error, and left 2 runners on. Here comes Bishop's pitch. Swung! Base hit for Tomasi. So Tomasi comes up in clutch form and drills one to center field. And Piskin now has runners at first and second with one out, and that's Nadia Hudson, who struck out her last time up.
And she hit it right where they had the big shift on. Now they've moved back. The center fielder's moved back, but the right fielder's still playing over to the center.
Called strike to Nadia Hudson. Shortstop. Made some gems today out in the field.
Well, Serena's been experimenting with the shortstop position.
Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Evens count at 1-1. Caitlin Bishop just gave up her second hit in the game to Tomasi. Here's the pitch again. Down low. 2-1. Time is called as the catcher goes out to the circle to chat with her ace, Caitlin Bishop, wanting to make sure she understands how they're going to pitch Nadia Hudson. Two balls, one strike. Just joined us. Top of 4. Franklin 5, Pisgah nothing. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. 3-1.
And even the umpire is telling her it's too far outside. He was giving her the motion, showing her.
Not protecting, middle in.
And I like umpires that do that.
Good umpires communicate that. Here comes the pitch. Ball 4. So she walks the bases full now. She hit Callie Kirkendall, single by Tomasi, who's at second base. Kirkendall's at third, and then Nani Hudson just coaxed a walk, and so now it's going to be bases full for Alex Latrico.
You just need to get a couple of runs here, nibble at that lead. You don't have to get them all back at once, which, you know, a home run would be great right now. I mean, beggars can't be choosy.
Swung on, and that's a hit down. That's going to be, and Bate Tomasi was not sure, and she got caught in between the bases as that was a looping single. And so that will be an RBI single for Latrenko, and Tomasi is thrown out at third base by the left fielder. That's going to bring up Casey Alexander. So that's 2 outs and the runners at first and second for Alexander, who struck out her first time up in the game. Called strike. Nice fastball right in there. Bishop still has her velocity. Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss by Casey Alexander. Came up empty. 0-2. So they erase the 0 on the scoreboard. Get a run here in the top of the 4th, but they're still down by 4, 5-1. Just missed. Ball. 1-2. On deck is Taylor Gallion.
Trying to get her nibble on that outside corner again.
Foul back against the screen. Hanging in there is Casey Alexander.
Hello. Hey.
So Alexander, 1-2 pitch, here it comes to her in the dirt.
Yeah, they put it.
So it's 2-2. Two
two outs. Here's the pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. That makes the count 3-2, two outs. Runner sure to be moving on this pitch. One shot in the gap. Could score two.
Alexander's the one who got the big two-run RBI against TC.
Cold strike three. She stood there and watched it go by, and that's all for Piscata here in the fourth. They do pick up a run. And as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning, Franklin 5, Piscata 1.
He's been consistent on calling that strike on that inside corner when, you know, she should have, I don't know, you can't tell kids you should have tried to swing at that. So coach is talking to Callie right now as she goes back out.
Well, two singles, and Bishop, she scattered three hits, two in that inning. It looks now that they're starting to get seeing the ball better around.
Timing.
Yeah.
Pisgah is notoriously a slow starting team against really dominant pitchers. They've got to get that timing down against the girl at T.C. Robertson. It took them a couple innings to get the timing down. I thought it was going to be a long night when it started off because they were swinging at everything, and I was going, oh, Lord. You know. But they finally settled down, and they started playing, and it's just Pisgah.
Well, they've had their pitcher, Caitlin Bishop, has just done all the damage.
Oh, she has.
Two-run homer in the second. An RBI, that's, she's driven in three runs, but then on that RBI in the third, RBI single, an error in left field picking up the ball allowed another runner to come in. So on two swings of her at bat, four runs have scored.
And she's been the one player that's really hurt. It seems like every time we come over here, we have one player from their team that hurts us. Last year, Amber Cook just killed us. And this year, Caitlin.
Well, that's going to bring up Jordan Carpenter. Reached on base on a fielder's choice of first time up. Big swing and a miss. Kirkendall just blew the heater by her. 0-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Franklin 5, Black Bears 1. That's right, folks. 5-1. Started off looking like it was going to be a pitching duel. Popped up, out of play. So Kirkendall's got Carpenter in a hole, 0-2, here in the bottom of the fourth. On deck is Callie Corbin. As long as we don't have Bishop in this inning, we're all right.
That's what we said we played TC with Izzy McCurry.
Mm-hmm. Pitch is high and outside.
And you know when you face a player like Izzy McCurry or Caitlin Bishop, they're going to get hits. You try to eliminate those hits to stay inside the ballpark.
Here comes Kirkendall's 1-2 pitch. Foul back into the netting. So the count remains at 1-2. 6-2 record for Franklin coming into this game in the conference. Pisgah 8-0. Popped up. Out of play. So Carpenter, again, is battling, making Kirkendall throw a lot of pitches as she's hanging in there with a 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, lifted to center field. Taylor Gallion camps underneath that and hauls in that can of corn.
And
out number one.
That's where Taylor Gallion likes playing. She likes playing outfield. And she's quick, so, you know, that's a good fit there. Just getting somebody to get, you know, Serena said that Nadia or Nor Taylor didn't want to play shortstop.
Callie Corbin up. Grounded out to Nadia Hudson at short, her first time up. And Kirkendall just brought the gas. The big heater just blew it by her. Corbin had that big swing and came up empty, so it's 0-1.
Callie's really settled down after that last inning.
Grounder
picked up by Tomasi at third. Throws a strike. Oh, and Lutrenko misses the ball. So that's going to be an error charge to Tomasi. As Lutrenko tried to stretch to get the ball, and there was a collision, so we had to hesitate.
Yeah, and the player from Franklin got hurt. Well, she landed funny because Lutrenko was going for the ball, and she was going to the base all at the same time, and they just got their feet tangled up.
Well, that'll be the second error in the game for Pisco. Tomasi's throw got out of her hand a little bit and was a little bit towards the line, and Lutrenko stretched and had to come across the base and couldn't come up with it. So the first base coach for Franklin checks on Lutrenko, too. Nice sportsmanship there. That's going to bring up Aaron Campbell. One out, runner on. Squares around the bunt, out in front. Irvin called it foul, hit the bat, and hit the runner or batter in the box. So it's 0-1. Irvin picks up the bat and hands it to Campbell. Every time she fouls it off, you know, Campbell
every
runs
time
down the line. She's probably done that about 15 times this game. To Campbell.
Yeah.
Just this hitter. I mean,
Irvin,
they're getting to know each other.
Probably the best sportsmanship player you'll ever play against. She does it for all. You know, if you lay it down, it's foul, she'll hand them to as they come back.
Well, the batter and the catcher are getting to know each other. Line! Through the middle, and that's a single for Campbell, who's doing some damage in the leadoff hitter's spot. So she singles off Kirkendall, two out or one out single, and runners at first and second. That's going to bring up Amber Cook, 0-for-2 in this game. Signs are being given. Pepper, the umpire, is kind of cleaned off home plate.
Yeah, we're going to
need some Mr. Clean or something like that. Here's Kirkendall's pitch, and that is nice grab by and Peck touched the base. Double play. Great play by Presley. A ball that was going out to center. Presley laid out, caught the ball on a dive, and then reached up with the ball in a glove and tagged second base. That was right behind second. Marvelous play by Sheridan Presley. So that's all for the Panthers as we played four complete innings as we moved to the top of the fifth. We'll be back 5-1, Franklin.
This broad. The Fiske Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
MedWest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code MedWest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, we're in the top of the fifth. Pisgah nibbling at the score. It's 5-1, Chuck.
Leading off will be Taylor Gallion, followed by Penlin and Presley as Gallion tries to square and bunt.
Trying to get some, you know, maybe that play by Sheridan, that great play there, will spark the Bears now. It takes one thing to spark them.
Gallion fouled it back into the netting, so she's in the hole 0-1. Bishop throwing a three-hitter against the Black Bears. Tried to square again, pulled it back. No, 1-1. Didn't like it. Charging in are the corners for Franklin. Haley Overholt and Morgan Cochran. Swung on and popped up to the second baseman. And that is Amy Underwood, who just gobbled that up.
She was trying to catch them. They should throw bump, pulled them in, and then she tried to pull back and swing a little shallow single, but just didn't get far enough over the second baseman's head.
Trying to set the table as we move to the top of the order here in the top of the fifth. Piska trailing 5-1 to Franklin. Here's Ashley Penland. Swung on and dribbled over to Bishop, who just throws to Overholt at first, and that's all for Penland, swinging on the first pitch, and that's out number two. That's going to bring Sheridan Presley, who has not seen the ball well all day. Has struck out twice. She's due.
She's due.
Sheridan. My money's on Sheridan here, just at bat. Boy, she had a good hack at that swing. At that pitch, I mean. And
you know, every time she's in basketball and she's at the foul line, I'd say, I tell you, money. It's money once you go to the line. Because that was a guaranteed basket.
Presley in a hole, 0-1. Two outs, top of five. Piska trailing by four. Called strike, knee high, corners. They have given Presley a steady diet of a knee high fastball on the outside part of the plate. She's laid off on it. Again, hanging in there on the 0-2 pitch, fouls that off.
Brought that in the inside. Now they're going to go back outside. And she ought to be ready for that outside pitch.
Ready to go. Here's the 0-2 pitch just outside. Tried to nibble that corner again. And Presley said no. Umpire said no. So it makes the count at 1-2. Here's Bishop's pitch. Swung on and missed. And Presley goes down for the third time today as the Black Bears go out in order. And with no runs, no hits, and no errors. And we move to the bottom of the fifth. Biscuit trails 5-1. Well, Ron to take the phone call. We'll fill in a little bit. Again, remember, May 11th is the alumni football game at Weatherby Stadium. On May 18th, is the drawdown. If you haven't purchased a ticket, there are a few available. And I'll tell you, folks, they'll sell 299 of them every single year and leave that 300th ticket to be auctioned off near the end of the night. And I'll tell you, that's a night to remember. That's fun to be a part of. So get your drawdown. Piska's drawdown raises about anywhere from $25,000 to $35,000 for the athletic department every single year. Well, Kirkendall's completed her warm-up tosses. And we're ready to go as it'll be Overholt, Cochran, and Cousineau scheduled up to face Kirkendall here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kirkendall's ready. She gets her sign. Here's the first pitch of the bottom of the fifth. Called strike. Fastball knee high.
We just need to get out of this inning without getting any more runs.
Ready to go. Ball high. Outside. Evens kind of 1-1. Outfield and center, Gallion in center is playing deep. Right field, Casey Brown's got herself turned. Overholt has the power. Penland playing strangely shallow as the next pitch is knee high and caught the outside corner for strike two.
Looked like a drop ball. It just dropped when it got to the plate.
Haley Overholt is as fine as he come in the softball diamond. This is a talent. She tries to hang in against Callie Kirkendall and fouls one off against the netting.
And she reaped the benefits last year batting behind Chelsea Stanfield.
Ready to go as we hear some thunder in the mountains, in the distance. As Overholt fouls one off the bricks. They have a nice brick wall, retaining wall, around the dugouts and the backstop. And a nice netting. Beautiful complex here for softball. Swung on, lifted deep. Galleon there, and holds it in at the fence. Leaping up and robs Overholt of at least extra bases, if not a home run.
She had to make sure she looked at the fence to make sure she could catch it when she hauled it in, and she was at the fence.
Boy, when she hit that round, I thought that was going
on. I did too.
But Galleon just stayed calm, got to the fence the way you're supposed to play it, and reached up somewhere near the top of the fence. We don't know if it was going out, but boy, she played that perfectly and retires Overholt. Now it's Morgan Cochran in the dirt for ball one. Cochran has done a lot of damage. 2 for 2 in this game. Kirkendall trying to work and dispose of the Panthers here in the bottom of the fifth and trying to get her bats up in the top of the sixth. Just missed inside. Ball two.
Mahala framed it there for a while just to make sure the umpire wasn't going to change his mind.
Maggie Cousineau's on deck. Ball three. They're trying to pitch around Cousineau, being very careful, but Kirkendall was too careful and now has herself in a hole against the slugger, third baseman for Franklin. 3-0 as Cousineau scores around. This is a take all the way. And she does, and it's called strike right down the middle. Not what we expected. We thought more of a pitching duel. But Caitlin Bishop has had a lot to say about that. A big swing by Cochran came up empty. She was looking to go yard.
She caught her. It looked like the pitch caught her off balance. She kind of landed funny when she came out of her swing.
Sort of looked like the Babe Ruth, only from the right-hand side. You know, when Babe missed those, you know. Here's a pitch. Grounder right back to Kirkendall, and throws over to Latrinka to retire. Whoa. Sorry, folks. Kirkendall.
You pulling the Stan Pan Phyllis there, wasn't you?
I'll tell you what. Kirkendall, Kukendall.
He was calling her Kirkendall the other day on TV.
I apologize.
That's the one that's called money.
I got excited. I got excited about a grounder, a simple little roller back to the pitcher, Callie Kirkendall. That'll bring up Maggie Cousineau. Hit by a pitch and popped up to Latrinka. She's 0-for-1 in this game. Fouled out of play. I don't know, but water coming through this tent. And I used ink on this, and I swear it's killing. I feel like the dike is about ready to give way to all this rain sitting on top of this tent on us. Here we go. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Skipped it up there. 1-1.
As long as it don't land on any electrical equipment, we're all right, Chuck.
Right. We can't get electrocuted with this, can we?
I don't know.
We'll find out if it happens.
Yeah.
Bottom of five. 5-1. Franklin. 2 outs. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded over Tomasi, scoops it up. Nice strike over to Latrinka, and that's all for Franklin. As we move to the top of the sixth, Franklin 5, Pisgah 1. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the green end.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, Chuck, we need a rally big time right now. We're in the top of the sixth. The score is 5-1 Franklin, and we're coming up to the meat of our order, and we need to get somebody on base and get some hits.
Well, if we're going to do it, we have six outs to give. We're going to have to do it now. We're late in the ball game, as Rhonda pointed out. It'll be Irvin, Kirkendall, and Tomasi scheduled up, the heart of the order, 3-4-5, to face Caitlin Bishop, who's hurling a three-hit gem right now. She has silenced the mighty bats of Piscuit tonight. So leading off here in the top of the six will be Irvin. Line to left field. Cued one to first base, so she's 0 for 2 in this game. Here's the pitch, just outside, ball one.
Irvin's one of those players that can get you started.
I bet you she's seen a ton of pitches outside. Oh. Nobody wants to bring that into the wheelhouse of the slugging catcher for Piscuit. 29 career home runs. Ball two. Now Piscuit fans know what San Francisco Giant fans felt when Barry Bonds was, you know, in his group.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they just weren't. You know, nobody's pitched to this girl.
No, they're not. They're not giving her anything close.
Bring it in her wheelhouse. Let's get one going. Just missed outside. Ball three. Well, if you walk her, you can't hit Kelly Kirkendall.
Go, kiddo.
Who's on deck. She's been hit twice. Called strike. Taken all the way was Irvin. Right down the middle.
Well, the count was in her favor, and she wanted it to be perfect, but it wasn't where she wanted it.
That was over the heart of the plate, and and Irvin probably thought to herself, oh, so that's what that looks like. Here's the pitch. Swung, grounded, deep short. Throw over to first base in time. Nice play by the shortstop for Franklin. Wow. That was going out to left field. She backhanded that world, and that was Amber Cook, who just made a gem of a play to retire Irvin here in the top of the sixth, and now it's Kelly Kirkendall. Money, does she go 3-for-3 and plunk her?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Three, twice so far.
We've never had a charging of the circle in softball that I know of.
Well, that sounds like a movie, a scary movie, charging of the circle.
We can't say mound, there's no mound.
I hear you, I know it. Pit called strike, so it's 0-2. So
I mean, if I get plunked a third time, I think I'm going to charge a circle on that one now.
But you know, it was effective twice hitting her, you know, and she didn't mean to do it, but you know, Kirkendall was looking to get plunked again. She dribbles one over to Overholt at first, who just picks it up and picks. And that's two outs as Franklin.
The pitcher run off the. Bishop run off the field like it was a third out.
Franklin, and they're giggling about
that's
it.
Probably,
we're giggling with them.
That's probably the only thing she's done wrong today.
His Price just, when she saw Overholt pick it up, I mean, they retired Irvin. They thought that was two outs right there. You know, you get two outs for retiring Irvin. That's going to bring up Shelby Tomasi. Grounds one past the third base, but foul.
That's what it is. You get two outs for retiring Irvin. There's a new rule in softball.
Yeah, right. Tomasi, 1-for-2 in this ball game. She's one of those 400-plus hitters, only a sophomore. This is still a young team. They'll stumble sometimes.
You know, it's just like in
ball, outside.
Any kind of sport, your youth sometimes tells on you. It's like an EKG. One day they're up above and you're going, wow. Next day you got go, where was that? Where's that at? You know, where's that play you had the other day?
Excellent point, Rhonda.
Lined past the diving Cook at short and out to center field to Tomasi coming up, hacking him. Gets her second hit of the game. So a two-out single by Tomasi brings up Nadia Hudson.
Her dad told me she has a goal of every game. She got to hit 500. That's her goal.
Well, she's 667 on this one, 2 for 3. So she gets a pizza on the way home at the expense of daddy. Grounded fouls. That looked like it was going to hit Nadia. Nadia just swung.
No.
Didn't that look like
it? Yeah,
it turned
like, looked like it was going in to hit her.
Oh, the eyesight's not as good as it used to be. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. Tomasi at first with two outs here in the top of the sixth. Piska trailing 5-1. They need more runners than this, so Hudson's got to keep this thing going.
At least they cut it in half right now.
Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. Throw down, but Tomasi diving back. So Morgan, it's Maddie Cousino, excuse me, the catcher, trying to throw behind Tomasi at first. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Line, pass, picked up, but they're not going to get Hudson, who's safe at first base. That'll be a single. That was diving past Overhope, but the second baseman was there, but she kind of made lunge for it and went off her glove. So Hudson's going to get an infield single. She scorched that, and that's two runners on him with two outs.
Gaitlin Bishop probably wished that was the third out of men to go.
Now it's Alex Latrico, who's 1 for 2 and an RBI. She's the lone Black Bear to drive in a run in this game.
You got Mason McCracken pitch hitting on deck right now if we can get to her.
So CeCe's on deck. Boy, if Latrico could put a charge in this. Here's the pitch. Ball low in the dirt. So runners at first and second. Tomasi's at second. She singled. Nadia Hudson's at first. She singled. Both with two outs. And Latrico sitting here with two bears on the pillows out there.
We've had bears on the pillows a lot tonight. We just can't get the runners in. We had the bases loaded that one time. We only got the one out. The one run.
Well, we had that, and we left at the inning. We left two. Yeah. We've had left four runners. We haven't had a whole lot of runners in the game.
Well.
So two balls, no strikes to Latrico. Pitch is in the dirt, so now Price can't find the strike zone. 3-0. And time. Cousino calls time to go chat with her pitcher.
Bishop, struggling now. She really thought when she had that one time, she going off the field and they thought they had Irvin out. She really thought that was it. She was really on a high, but now she's struggling.
Well, she could load the bases for CeCe McCracken. We call her CeCe because she's got that Dominican attitude when she comes up there. She comes swinging from the on-deck circle. She's not looking to walk. That bat's light.
She's a hitter.
I tell you what, she could put one. CeCe could do it, too.
Oh, yeah.
McCracken could do it. Here's the pitch. Called strike and thrown behind the runners as that gets away. As Tomasi thought about going down to third, but dangerous throwing behind the runner with two outs and with a four-run lead.
Latrico was taken all the way on that 3-0 count.
3-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled. Off of Latrinko, hit off of home, but hit Latrinko as she on her backswing. So now it's 3-2 with two outs. Runners should be moving. Piska's trailing right now, 5-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Come on, girl.
That's all you got to do now is just get the ball. Just hit it into play.
Here's the pitch. Right at the second baseman. One hopper, and that's all. Poor Latrico just
hit it hard, but just right at the second baseman for Franklin. So we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Score remains 5-1.
He was hoping that ball, the way it was bouncing there, would take one of those funny hops right when it got to the second baseman, but it didn't.
Well, she put a charge into
it. Oh,
yeah,
she did.
And you know what? She put it, even though it was hit right at this, the wet dirt, the skin part of this infield, you know, killed it.
Yeah,
you know, it just slowed it down.
The balls are not going out like we're used to. When we hit them hard, they're not getting past the...
Well, I know that Caitlin Bishop, her home run would have gone out to the Pigeon River in the inning.
Yeah.
Well, she put a charge into that one.
Oh, yeah. WPTL wants you to know that you can listen to all the our live broadcast of Pisgah Sports on your smartphone or iPad. Go to tunein.com, download the free app, then search for WPTL. Don't miss a minute of the game, no matter where you are. You're probably home safe and dry, and Minchuk's out here giving you all this play-by-play in the cold and damp weather. Chuck's pad looks like a... Looks like an ink smear. It's got wet.
Look, teacher, my homework got wet.
Ate by the dog.
No, it got wet. I never use that excuse for my homework not being handed in.
You didn't get it ate by the dog?
No, I'm talking about the homework got wet.
Oh.
So, folks, if you're listening, if your youngster's listening, that's an excuse. Teacher, my homework got wet and it was in ink and it smeared all over.
Can't read it.
Can I bring it in to you tomorrow? We think it is. It's Price, Underwood, and Carpenter. Scheduled up to face Kirkendall
this
here in
Bishop.
The bottom of the... Bishop, excuse me.
It smeared so bad he can't even read it.
Bishop.
Oh, Lordy. Been a long day, Chuck.
Bishop checks Pisgah so far. Okay, look. And that's a little one to Tomasi. He just scoops that up, you know, Willie May style, the breadbasket. Got her on the hand. So finally, we retire Miss Bishop.
She pitched that in on the hands, and it had to be, you know, popped straight up.
Looking to the seventh, we go 8-9-1. We need a bunch.
Shreen are probably DH 8-9, more than likely.
Amy Underwood, who ground one past Tomasi, has been busy at the corner today. She's already got the reason why they call it the hot corner, because everything at her is coming quick.
She's really going to have to do some work on them shoes before tomorrow, Chuck.
Poor girl. This probably, you know, if you go to tell her, say, look, you play better. You know, look what you got, two hits with dirty shoes. She'd probably go in, you know, you need intervention.
Yeah.
No, I got to have my shoes shine. She's killing her right now, getting in this mud. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball one. 1-1. Tomasi kicking dirt off of her cleats down at third. Hudson making a semicircle as they're hoping Kirkendall can get out of this inning as the next pitch is high and outside again to Underwood. Walked and struck out in this game.
Dangerous hitter. You don't really want to give anything over the plate.
The size difference between Franklin and Pisgah is impressive. And Franklin's got some big girls. Popped up infield. Presley coming hard. Oh, she dropped it. So that'll be an error on Presley, who started to nonchalant it.
Starting to rain again.
She came and she just put her glove out like Willie Mays used to do, and it just popped out. So that's an error.
We're going to have a pinch hitter for Franklin.
Number
pinch
eight.
Pinch runner?
Excuse
me. I guess. I don't know.
It'll be Mariah Wallace pitch hitting in this.
Eight
so
for two.
Mariah Wallace will pitch hit for Jordan Carpenter with one out and a runner on first base.
And it's starting to rain again.
And the weather report and the radar showed rain's on their way to Franklin. Swing on a miss. Kirkendall didn't waste any time, just brought the heater and blew it by Miss Wallace.
Well, you got a new battery in. You're going to go right to what's been getting you your strikes all night, right inside the hands, fastball.
Many would ask, if the rains came down heavy and the game had to be canceled, it has to go five innings, which it has, and this would be a complete game, and Franklin would win a shortened game, 5-1, a rain-shortened game. So we need that last at-bat to try and keep this going. Strike two, got the corner, called strike. So it's 0-2 to the pitch hitting Mariah Wallace. Well, Trico at first is hugging the line. Presley playing over. Ball just missed. 1-2. So they don't think Miss Wallace will pull the ball, so they're...
They must be giving these girls miracle grow over here. This one's a big one, too. I mean, look how tall
she is.
They're
all tall.
Oh,
nice. I mean, they're just nice. Look nice in those uniforms in terms of athletes. Swing on and miss. Blew the fastball by her. Struck her out for out number two. So Wallace strikes out. Only the third strikeout in the game.
Got another pitch hitter.
Number seven will be Kayla Stanley.
I don't even know how the umpire reads his writing on his time on his card because it's been raining so much.
He's using that invisible ink. So two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Franklin all over the Black Bears, 5-1. If this score stands, Pisgah will still remain in first place, but only a game ahead of the Panthers, who came in two games behind. Pitch. Called strike.
Still, we have to play Franklin. Brevard. And they do, too. They have to play Brevard again. So this could come down to...
What you're saying, it's going to be an interesting stretch run.
Yep, stretch run, yeah. It's like the playoffs on MLB.
Kirkendall pitch, grounded right back to her. Picks it up, throws over to Latrinko. That's all for the Panthers here in the sixth. When we return, we'll bring you the top of the seventh with Pisgah behind 5-1 to the Franklin Panthers. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Midwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Midwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Midwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, top of the seventh, fans, do or die. Pisgah's behind 5-1, and we're going to, Chuck, we need something rally.
Well, we
rally
need a
hats.
Bunch. We need a bunch.
Get you shoot your frog legs. I'm hearing all these frogs behind me. Your rabbit's hoods.
I won't touch that. All right, Mason McCracken's going to pitch hit for Casey Alexander to lead off the top of the seventh inning against Caitlin Bishop. First pitch is outside for a ball. On deck is Michaela Tipton. She's going to pitch hit for Taylor Gallion. So two scheduled up will be two pitch hitters to begin the top of the seventh. Is Pisgah trying to mount a major rally? Line deep into the gap. That's going to fall for McCracken. She's going to go for a stand-up double. So McCracken starts the top of the seventh with a shot, a one-hopper off the wall in right center field. What a go, girl.
Yeah. Our Cece, our Dominican, she does it.
Like I said, she comes up, she's swinging the bat from the on-deck circle. She starts swinging before she even gets to the plate.
She does, and she is a excellent hitter.
So that's the first extra base hit for Piskey in this game, and that's going to bring up Michaela Tipton.
Come on, Tip.
Swung off the glove of Bishop. Over to first, and that's going to be in time. It's a nice play as the throw over to third to get McCracken. So that'll be one out. McCracken moves on to third base. Nice play by Bishop to recover as a liner squirts right back at her.
You know, my heart feels for Michaela Tipton. She's having such a hard time with her eyes. She's having a hard time seeing the ball and everything. And you say it's hard to see at night, the ball. And it could be different. You know, she had LASIK surgery and it didn't work.
Well, it's going to bring up Ashley Pendleton. So we got to have four to extend this game. While on the dirt to Penland, who's 1 for 3. She singled in the first.
We come back to top of the order where we need to be.
On deck is Sheridan Presley, who has really struggled in this game against Caitlin Bishop with 3 strikeouts. Grounded right back to Bishop, checks the runner back, throws out Penland, and that is the third consecutive comebacker that she's hit to Bishop. So she has hit 3 rollers the last 3 times she's faced Bishop. Mm-hmm. Right back at her. All right, Presley.
Well, I go for career home run number 2 now.
Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Presley has struck out all 3 times she has been to the plate. Here's a 1-0 pitch. In the dirt, 2-0. Well, we need a bunch of them, so we need a bunch to start, even with 2 outs. Home runs don't do it.
No.
Runners on, put pressure on Caitlin Bishop. Here's the pitch. Foul strike. Got the corner, so it makes the count 2-1.
Oh. Corner and low.
Called strike 2. Presley is really struggling at the plate. 2-2.
Now she's going to have to protect the plate.
Grounder right to Overholt, and she steps on the bag at first base, and that's all for Piska. So they lose their first conference game. As a final from Franklin is the Panthers 5, Piska 1. Rhonda? That happens sometimes.
Yeah, we'll be back after these messages to do our post-game report, and then we're going to close out from Franklin, and we'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Piska Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Well, Chuck, it's a final in Franklin, not the way we wanted it to end. 5-1 in favor of the Panthers. Piska loses their first conference game, but don't take us out of first place. That's the good thing.
Well, the final here, as Rhonda said, 4 Piska Lions score 1 run on 5 hits, made 3 errors, left 5 runners on for Franklin. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and left 3 runners on. And obviously the big blow was, you know, the person that really did us in was the pitcher, Caitlin Bishop, inside the circle, pitched a marvelous game, kept the big bats and silenced them.
And that's been a long time, you know, this season for these bats to be silenced the way they have been.
Yeah.
And then she did it with her bat.
She
hit a two-run homer and then an RBI single. And
it just seemed like Kelly just couldn't get in a rhythm or I don't know if it was the weather or what it was. It just seemed like the whole team could not get in a rhythm and it, like the weather affected them. So, but we will be on air tomorrow. 4 o'clock game time against West Henderson at Pisgah. They moved the game from Friday to Thursday because of the inclement weather coming in. It's supposed to rain all day Friday, so they're trying to get them in. We're in the last 2 weeks of the push for the conference. So, Chuck, it's a long trip home for Pisgah on the losing end, but maybe we can make up for it tomorrow.
We'll bring you the game, as Rhonda said, on WPTL 920, pregame show at 3:45. Folks, weather permitting, we'll be on the air to bring you the West Henderson Falcons invade the Diamond on the River complex in Canton to play the Pisgah Black Bears, and that is an important game because we got to rebound off of this one. So, Rhonda, Chuck Fiebernitz for Rhonda Bird. Folks, drive your, you know, make sure everybody drives home safely because rains are on the way. So we'll see you tomorrow, weather permitting.